you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Thursday, November 10th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. Southland gasoline prices are going up again after more than a month of consecutive decreases. The average price for regular in Los Angeles County rose 0.3 cents overnight to $5.53 a gallon, and Orange County's average rose 0.9 cents overnight to $5.43 a gallon. The effect of this week's refinery fire at Chevron's El Segundo facility remains to be seen. Chevron's website says that refinery supplies 20% of all motor vehicle fuels and 40% of the jet fuel consumed in Southern California. Meantime, the national average dropped 0.2 cents overnight to $3.80 a gallon. The outcomes of many state and local races remain too close to call. Cap Radio's Chris Nichols explains why it could be days or weeks before we know the final results of Tuesday's midterm election in California.
By the end of election night, Sacramento County had tallied more than 140,000 votes, but it will likely count hundreds of thousands more, meaning it's still far too early to call races separated by a few hundred or even a few thousand votes.
I can tell you from what I saw with my own eyes, we have a lot of ballots to still get through. And that doesn't even count what's going to come in the mail over the next few days.
That's Sacramento County election spokesperson Jana Haynes. Across California, there's a new normal for how long it takes to count all the results. That's because the vast majority of voters have switched to using mail ballots, which take longer to arrive and to process. State law requires counties to count all mail ballots that arrive up to 7 days after the polls close, as long as they're postmarked by Election Day. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
We do know Proposition 1 has passed, and Californians now have a constitutional right to abortion and contraception. CalMatters reporter Alexi Kasoff has more from Sacramento.
This is definitely the outcome we expected given the broader support for abortion rights in California. The Yes on Proposition 1 campaign rented a ballroom in downtown Sacramento, and they had champagne that was ready to pop to celebrate shortly after polls closed at 8 p.m. And this was actually part of a wave of states that we saw tonight affirming their support for abortion rights. From Vermont to Michigan to Kentucky, voters went to the polls and they said that despite the actions the Supreme Court took this summer overturning Roe v. Wade, they wanted to maintain abortion access in their states.
Meantime, in Los Angeles, there's no clear winner yet in the race for City Council District 13. KPCC's Mariana Dale reports on the matchup between incumbent Mitch O'Farrell and labor organizer Hugo Soto Martinez and how it's being informed by the scandal affecting three other districts.
Recordings released last month revealed conversations between three city council members that included racist remarks and a discussion about how to cement political power. Whoever is elected to the CD13 seat will have to rebuild trust within the council and with Angelenos. Challenger Hugo Soto Martinez.
People are sick and tired of backroom dealing, people carving up the city for their own selfish interest. That's the old way of doing things, and we're trying to usher a new way of doing politics.
Incumbent Mitch O'Farrell says the city's leadership moves forward by getting to work, pointing to Tuesday's council meeting.
We can't let the refusal of a couple of council members to resign stop us from doing our business.
By way of example, O'Farrell noted the council approved $2 million for renters in his district that day. I'm Mariana Dale.
In the race for LA Unified School Board, incumbent Kelly Gomez leads teacher Marvin Rodriguez by a narrow margin in District 6, even though Rodriguez raised almost no money for his campaign. KPCC's Kyle Stokes went to San Fernando to try to figure out why this race is so close.
LAUSD campaigns revolve around mailers, and Angel Zobel Rodriguez just threw all hers out. But she graciously took me to her bin.
Here, I'll hold this up because we're going dumpster diving.
So bad.
To fish out her mail from the District 6 school board race.
There's a Kelly right here. There's a Kelly. They were all very positive.
And they're all from Gomez. Zobel Rodriguez is plugged into East Valley education issues. So how does she make sense of the results?
Schools were closed. There were people that are angry with that. There's learning loss. People are angry with that.
And she figures that worked in Marvin Rodriguez's favor, even though Gomez had all the major endorsements. That includes LAUSD's teachers union. But Rodriguez is also a teacher, and maybe the rank and file rallied around one of their own. Or maybe that union endorsement even worked against Gomez among those fed-up voters. Covering education, I'm Kyle Stokes.
Meantime, community organizer Maria Brenes is locked in a tight race for the open school board seat representing Central and East L.A. She has 51% of the vote so far, while opponent Rocio Rivas has 49%. The result of an initiative to pass rent control in the city of Pasadena remains extremely close. The yes vote for Measure H is leading so far, but only by a tiny margin. KPCC's housing reporter David Wagner breaks down what we know about the measure so far.
Measure H was put on the ballot by tenant groups who spent years organizing to pass rent control in Pasadena. Supporters say they are cautiously optimistic about the results so far, but they're only ahead by 129 votes. It could be days or even weeks before Pasadena renters definitively know if their apartments will be covered by rent control.
If it does pass, Measure H would cap annual rent hikes in much of Pasadena's rental market at around 5 to 6% a year if inflation remains at its current rate. We'll get the next update on the vote count tomorrow. You can stay up to date with the results using our online tracker at laist.com/results. 11 firefighter recruits were injured in what the Long Beach Fire Department says was an unexpected explosion during a training exercise. The injuries are described as minor, though one recruit was taken to the hospital. The explosion happened in the basement of a training tower, causing some damage to that facility. The incident is being investigated by the fire department and the city of Long Beach. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at laist.com and listen live anytime at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.